Aw, yeah. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Marshmallow tickets. How about a flyaway? Forget tickets. Like, we'll send you there to see them. Your chance to do that will qualify you in about 45 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, right after we get done with Ask Alex. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
You are one of the most complex people I have ever met, because sometimes I'm like, does that girl know anything? And other times I'm like, whoa, that was kind of deep. And when it comes to deepness, you're down with the riddles.
Yes, I feel like that is the effect I have on a lot of people.
Now, is this something like you grew up doing riddles and like that's just how you got into it? Like, how did you get so into this?
I don't know. I feel like possibly I had a lot of older sisters, and I feel like I remember them doing riddles when I was younger. You know, I was a lot younger than they were, so I don't know if I got them the quickest.
Okay.
But I surprisingly am like decently smart.
That's what I was saying.
A test and I can take it. But it's like, I can't tell you which way is north and which way is south.
Well, this is not the music I was looking for, so we'll just pretend we don't have it. I could not find it. Live the web, girl.
Yes.
Go ahead and kick things off this morning for Riddle Me This, where Porkchop and I try to put our brain power to use and solve tough riddles.
Are you guys ready for these? So all these riddles I have solved before, just so we can make that clear. The more you take, the more you leave behind. What am I?
Oh, I've heard this one before. The more you take, the more you leave behind.
Feces.
Excuse you?
Or food? Maybe food? Sorry, I should have said food.
Feces? No, hold on. Food and feces.
Like, the more you take, the more you're going to go to the bathroom.
The more you take of this, the more you leave behind.
Yes. Like, my dog eats a little bit of food.
I would not classify feces and food as the same thing.
But it is the same thing.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Do you know how much extra bacteria and extra just junk from your body that feces is? It's not just food.
Okay, it's not. Yeah, it's not just. But
okay,
I'm just
so
trying
no,
to solve the riddle
no,
here.
that's not correct.
She's telling us that's not it. So let's try again. The more you take, the more you leave behind. Oh, I think this is like something to do with like with walking with the Lord. I think it's footsteps.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
I think that's the first time anyone's gotten a riddle right.
I think it's just because I've
really
heard that one kind of before. I had to rack my brain. Pork chop over here is like, oh, is it doo doo? Is that what it is? No,
yeah,
pork
this
chop.
Guy from New Jersey.
Food.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a second one. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, yes. I want to go two for two today.
Okay. What has a head, a tail, is brown, and has no legs?
Joe.
Oh my God.
Seriously, dude. Stop. It's not a turd, it's a penny.
Ew.
Is that
my gosh, Joe, yes, you're right again.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to do one more.
Whoa, could I go three for three?
Hey, let's see. Okay. Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
Three consecutive days without saying any of the days of the week.
Yes.
Memorial Day, Labor Day, and...
Those aren't consecutive.
Is there some other holiday in between there?
Fourth of July, one.
I want to say like...
And no, that's not... Right, that's not...
Three consecutive days.
Right.
I'm not playing. You're being mean when
I'm being honest.
I mean...
Hold on. I'm Pork Chop. I have a guess. No. Three consecutive days without saying Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes. I've also gotten this one right. I just want to let you guys know.
This is tough. I want to think about it. People are probably yelling right now at their radio like, you dummy, it's blah.
Someone's birthday on one day, someone's birthday the next day, and then a birthday the next day.
Come on, man. You can't be
this is a riddle. You got to think outside of the box. That's what I'm doing.
I know. I appreciate it, but I'm just letting you know when you're wrong.
But what are things that could be days?
Like holidays,
for example,
birthdays.
Like food could be a Sunday. I'm trying to think of that's what I'm trying to work with this right now. Like
that Tuesday was so delicious.
Well, that's why I didn't say it, you big dummy. Oh, it's so easy when you got the answers.
Well, I've the reason why I feel like I can give you guys heat is because I've gotten all of these correct. At my job at the gym, like, I mean, for a straight week, all we were doing all day long was just doing riddles.
Oh, gym. Okay. Leg day, arm day, and then trapezoid day. Or trapezoid. What's that? Back muscle.
Okay. As you can tell, poor Chuck's been going to the gym. I think we're out of time here.
All right. I'll tell you. It's yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Dang it!
Wait, tomorrow isn't a day. Yesterday,
yes, it is.
Today. It should be like tomorrow day.
No.
I think Pork Chop brings up a valid point, Liv.
Yeah, thank
tomorrow
you.
Is a you, day you just said, because it doesn't end in day. I said name three consecutive
days. I felt like I was led towards the word day.
Fourth of July is a day, but that doesn't end in day.
Yeah, see, right. I was thinking
is a day.
I was thinking of like New Year's Eve.
Martin Luther King Day, Memorial Day.
But they're not back to back to back.
New Year's Eve doesn't have the word day in it. Sorry.
Neither does tomorrow.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So,
yes,
like,
thank you, Joe.
New Year's Eve is a day. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Tweet at Joe and Alex Show, or call us if you think that they're being sore losers.
We're not being sore losers.
And that's a good answer. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That's
three actually, you know what? Hold on. Liv, you just ruined this segment, so it's time to save it.
I did.
Yes.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten. Yum, yum, yum. This is the best burrito
Everybody.
I've ever eaten.
Sing it.
Yum, yum, yum. With plenty of beans.
Oh, yeah.
And plenty of cheese.
Uh-huh.
And plenty of rice.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it nice? Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum,
yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Alex Show on Radio Now. And Alex Show on Radio Now.
Remix. Hey, check this out. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, you do need to call in at 833-JOE-ALEX. Not necessarily for what we just did there. But this wife claims she feels lucky to clean up after her husband's mess. God bless this woman. Am I right, Liv?
Yeah.
Liv wasn't paying attention.
No.
Because you don't understand what you just agreed to.
No,
833 Joe Alex, if you agree or not, I'll explain next on Radio Now.